What are the green flags you might find in someone's home the first time you go there if it's a new dating situation? One woman's list went viral. Some people hated it. Some people thought it made a ton of sense. It's easy to think of red flags. Like if you go in there and, you know, there's
snakes.
Snakes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And garbage on the floor. It's dirty. Like, those are obvious red flags.
Dirty.
What's a green flag?
A bed frame instead of just a mattress on the floor.
Okay. Okay.
But I mean, what makes it a green flag is when it's a bed frame with dial and it goes, they've thought through how it goes with the rest of their furniture, or he's got bedding that there's a theme. There's a curated vibe in the room. He cares about what the place actually looks like, too.
So it's not just whatever thrown wherever you can.
Right.
A bed propped up on a couple of milk crates and some 2x4s.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty college dormish,
mm-hmm.
where you move your stuff in and nothing really makes sense together. But it doesn't matter because you don't know that it's supposed to make sense together.
Right. In a lot of cases, you can't afford to care. What else?
Pictures of people they care about, places they've been, type of stuff.
I think that's a big deal, right?
Yeah, you got to have pictures of things like that, especially if you got like a dog or whatever, or siblings. I think it's really nice when there's pictures out and about. I also think pictures that are actually hung on the wall that are meant to be hung. Like you can have picture frames on a dresser set up how they're supposed to be set up. But yes, if you have a poster in a frame and it's leaned up against the wall and it's been there for 2 years, put it on the damn wall.
What about a poster in a frame on the wall? Do you have a problem with that?
No, that's what I was just saying. On the wall,
you're okay with
fine.
That? Mm-hmm.
Leaned
okay.
up against the wall, I'm not cool with it. A frame that's tacked on the wall, also not cool with that. Put it in a frame.
Let's be honest, though. It does matter what the poster is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like free beer. If you like had an Air Bud poster in a frame.
I love that.
I'd like an Air Bud poster more than walking into a guy's house and he has the same Fight Club poster that every guy in college has.
Or the college one with
Belushi.
Or
the college one. Or the Johnny Cash giving the finger. Unless you style that one right. If that's like you've got them Reckless Cowboy vibes, then by all means, put that on your walls. But there better be like a hat and a lasso by it too.
You better have some decent woodwork somewhere too.
I think decorations in general would be a green flag, because I know that when I, my first apartment after college, I didn't have anything on the walls. It wasn't even a thought in my mind.
Might have had
decorations.
A clock.
I hooked up with this guy one time. I got back to his place and it was all horror movie stuff. And I was like, I'm going to die.
Oh, yeah. I don't mean that.
That's
just like
a red flag.
Halloween.
Yeah.
Like,
that's awful.
Yeah. It was weird. I was like, damn, you're one of those.
Yeah. If you're into that, then you also know that he's into lizards and ferrets and black lights. And if you're cool with that, then he's your guy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that kind of
Todd.
The decorations kind of falls into kind of what I was talking about with like the bedding and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like if your decorations clearly show that you have taste and you've thought about what things look good together and you've got an aesthetic going for you.
Yeah. I also really like, this kind of excludes anybody who's got a dead mom. Sorry, but if you have something that's from your mom, like, hey, this blanket is so cozy. Thanks. My mom gave it to me. I'm always like, that is so damn sweet.
If your mom passes, you have to get rid of that stuff? You
no,
wouldn't
I'm
think
just
it's
saying,
okay.
Like if somebody didn't have a mom to give them those things, that's kind of sad.
Okay, but if your mom's dead, but she gave you a nice quilt.
Yeah, or if she's alive and she gave you a present and it's out and you say, oh yeah, I love that. My mom gave it to me, or my sister or whatever. I think that type of stuff is really sweet.
I think it's important to note, though, there are no nice quilts.
I got a couple nice quilts from my grandma.
Nah,
they're super cozy.
Yeah, they're probably ugly, though.
They're pretty. She asked me what my favorite colors are, and she makes them in those. Very sweet.
So you have a glow?
Yeah.
I wish.
What if the quilt is made out of all the guy's favorite jerseys?
If they're
sports jerseys.
This is specific, okay? If they're made out of his high school jerseys, and that's all he talks about because he was good at football for like 3 years of his life, that's weird. Let it go. But if it's like really badass jerseys and it's in, you know, like a sporty kind of room, then okay, fine. You got a pool table room with a cozy chair or whatever. Okay, cool. But no, don't have that out in your living room. Nobody wants a jersey shirt or t-shirt quilt in their living room. Keep that for your bedroom or your office or whatever.
A text from the 507. Green flag for a guy's place. He has a pet, but it doesn't smell like he has a pet.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Both
All right.
of those parts are equally important, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here's her list of the 11 green flags to look for in a man's apartment.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah, let me see.
Some of them you've said. Hot Wings and Steve and I will tell you if we would have had these when we were single. Tommy might have these right now. One, expensive candles. What does expensive mean?
Yeah, I mean, expensive is subjective a little bit, but
like
I always had candles, though. I love candles.
Me too. Like one of those crackly wick ones. Are those fine?
I mean, as long as it smells nice, I don't really care.
Yeah,
you
that's what I say.
Made it for
yeah.
you. Yeah,
yeah. When I, you know, when yeah, when I was much poorer, I would definitely get like the 5 wicker from Walmart that was probably like $5.
Gonna last
and definitely
a while.
Left soot on my ceiling.
Yeah.
But you know, you do the best you can at the time.
I never had any. The only candles I ever had were if they were given to me.
Did you have a potpourri burner?
No, I had a Glade plug-in from time to time.
There you go.
Oh, red flag.
I remember for a hot minute being into incense.
Yeah, you had an incense burner?
When I was a senior in high school.
Everyone did.
Well, the thing is, I didn't know so many people used it to cover up like drug smells. I was just like, my friend Bill got one. And I go, that's cool. I should get incense too. And so I'd always be burning those stupid cones. I go, and I look back and I go, what do my parents think I was doing in there? Yeah. Like, there was a thought I was.
Yeah, because you went through your incense phase when you went through your blacklight phase.
Yep.
Yeah.
And blacklight poster phase.
Yeah,
at least
I
that
was. Like incense. Yeah.
No, there's never going to be a blacklight in my room.
Green flag items for a man's apartment. Number one, expensive candles. Number two, nice hand soap.
I have good hand soap.
Yeah.
Is that like a pump?
I think just soap that's not very obviously from the Dollar Tree.
Yeah, you know, like not what we have here.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to see the container for the soap, period. I want a soap container specifically, like a nice one that goes with your bathroom or your kitchen.
Yeah, but then how are you going to know that I have nice soap?
I'll know it once I put it on, but the fact that you put soap into something, I like that. If you have a bar of soap out and that's what I'm supposed to wash my hands with, go F yourself.
Yeah, a bar of soap at like a sink, that's 1970s.
Yeah.
It is.
1980s.
Three, actual toilet paper, not this single ply situation.
Oh,
same
yeah, man.
Anywhere I go with single ply, that's a red flag.
Number four, green flags. No clothes on the floor.
Oh,
that's a real low bar.
I was killing it until now.
That's the one you fail, huh? You've got nice soap
and I do candles, but I
throw my clothes on the floor.
I almost always have some clothes on my bathroom floor, but if somebody was coming over, I'm going to pick that up, and it's not that bad.
Four, no dishes in the sink.
Yeah, I'm not
pretty
much
basic if you're meeting someone or having them over to your place for the first time.
Yeah, I'm not much of a dish stacker.
Six, uses face wash. Bonus points if it's not a 3-in-1. Steve, you got a face wash?
I do now, but
do you have a skincare system?
Not really. Not a whole regimen.
I didn't until about 2 years ago. I started getting like middle-aged guy acne or something. I was like, well, I don't know what's happening. I guess I just wash my face more.
Yeah, face syphilis.
Yeah.
Number seven, owns a hairbrush. Again, some of these, the bar is so low.
That is really low. I own a couple of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know.
Can't hide money, can you?
No, you can't.
Look at this one. This one's got a wooden handle. I made it myself from the theater tree that's outside my front yard. Got struck down by lightning last year.
It's
terrible for my mowing patterns.
I mean, somewhere in my boxes of stuff, I still have my childhood brush from Avon that looks like a little baseball bat.
See, I told you.
That's not surprising.
Mm-hmm. Green flags from men's apartment. Plants that are alive.
Yes, yes.
Mine are alive, but they always are a little brown on the edges because I'll go a certain amount of time before I go, oh, God, I got to water those things again.
Oh, yeah. Same thing with your cat.
Yeah.
Nine, wine glasses that aren't stolen from a bar.
Yeah, well,
or just glasses.
Okay, check. I have matching different glasses.
Not like McDonald's cups and tumblers.
Yeah. Well, wait a second. If you've got like vintage McDonald's cups from when you were a kid.
I think that'd be cool.
Maybe if you've got, like you said, for your sports jersey quilt, if you've got a basement bar area, fine. But in your main area, like if you're serving people in McDonaldland glasses.
My mom's mom had the glass ones that had all
she's
the different
old.
Characters. And she's dead.
Yeah.
So it's cool.
No,
and if somebody
not
said
cool.
this was my dead grandma's, I've had them since I was born. And they had some cheeky little store on it or some fast food chain. That is not a red flag.
Like here, let me serve you some lettuce in this brown Tupperware that I also got from my dead grandma.
That I got from my dead grandma. It's the Americana Pyrex brand, and they're great.
Okay, let's finish.
A red flag screaming at someone over Tupperware.
Let's finish the guy green flag list and go on to the lady green flag list, and then we can go, oh, Kelly's nothing but red flags.
I get so many compliments on that Tupperware from ladies.
No, you don't.
It's glass Tupperware. Yeah.
That's
Pyrex.
That's as much of an unprovable lie as when Hot Wings said he's the fastest at big wheeling.
Oh, let me ask this.
Amazing
of all the
mail.
Ladies who have given you compliments on this, how many are in successful, healthy relationships?
All of them. Every one of them. It doesn't matter how. Wings. At least I've got multiple ladies over at my house. Give me compliments.
I only need one.
If you can hold on to her, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, haven't succeeded any other time. So,
real moment of self-doubt crept in. Number 10, clean sheets that smell like detergent, not boy. And number 11, two things that are in the fridge, none of which are expired. At least two things.
Oh, yeah. Ketchup doesn't go bad.
Yeah, I'm usually pretty good about the expiration dates.
This text, a couple versions of this came in, but here's the latest one. Sounds like Kelly and Maitland only want to date gays.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep, because also, at least the bar's not on the floor for them.
My brown vintage Pyrex glassware, $80 a piece with the lid, and I have all the lids.
Wow. That is awesome.
Thank you, Grandma.
It makes it even better if it's something that costs dollars.
Yeah, well, I didn't have to pay for that because it was handed down to me, and if a man had that in his house, oh my God. I would love that. Your grandma's glass Pyrex, that's so hot. Especially if it's like a pink color. The pink ones are super rare.
Oh, man.
Mine's brown.
That is, though. Male loneliness. Come at me, boys. Don't tell me about it. Just own a hairbrush and talk to me about Tupperware.
Yeah. Glass Tupperware, though. Not the cheap stuff that stains because you put spaghetti in it. It's a red flag.
That's, if it's glass, it's not Tupperware.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
It's not. What are you talking about?
Food storage container.
No, Tupperware is Tupperware. You're talking about Pyrex. That's totally different.
It is the original form of Tupperware.
It's not.
It's like saying a fireplace is the original version of an oven.
Where do you think they got the idea for Tupperware from? Glass containers.
Oh, yeah. Glass containers
invented
the cube with a top, didn't they?
You don't have glass Tupperware, Hot Wings?
It's not called Tupperware. Yes, I have glass containers.
Glass food storage? Glass Tupperware.
It's not.
We mostly just use our butter dish Tupperware.
Yeah. Tupperware is plastic. That's the whole thing. That's what makes it Tupperware.
I don't know. All this is saying.
Oh, is it?
Tupperware storage glass.
Is it? Yeah. It's all
save on
that.
Glass Tupperware.
Yeah.
By using this plastic alternative.
Yeah.
This text. Kelly, I have my mom's pink glassware set. We can be trashy together.
Yeah, not trashy. Not trashy.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
The second part wasn't on there. I just knew you'd get excited.